兄姐妹们平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
时间过得很快。
Time flies.
今年2014年只剩下十天。
Only 10 days for the year 2014.
那如果我们来复习一下主在我们这一年身上每一个人、每个家还有教会当中的恩典。
Let's count the grace that the Lord has for each of our family and His church.
那我们就要把感谢赞美来归给神。
Then we will give Him glory and thanksgiving.
那我们也为着要来的新的一年，我们让神。
And we look upon the new year to the Lord.
所以这是很好的时候，我们来思想主在我们每个人身上的带领。
This is a good time that we are think of the guidance from the Lord.
那我想问大家，两个礼拜以前，温国华弟兄在这边交通，他的题目是什么？
Do you still remember the topic that Brother Wong given us 2 weeks ago?
Wong 弟兄要怎么样？要数算我们的日子，对不对？
To count our days.
诗篇九十篇，对。
Psalm 90.
借着诗篇九十篇，我们的弟兄来勉励我们要数算我们自己的日子。
The brother encourages to count our days through Psalm 90.
然后上个礼拜钟弟兄在这里交通的题目是什么？
What is the topic that Brother Wong fellowshiped last week?
钟弟兄。
Brother John.
大声一点。Yeah, 向着标杆直跑。
We run towards the goal.
那我们弟兄也勉励我们在未来的一年要向着标杆直跑。
Our brother exhorted us, and then in the new year, we have to run towards the goal.
那我继续弟兄们的负担。今天我们要交通的题目就是我们刚才所唱的诗歌。
I will continue the burdens from our brothers, and my topic of my fellowship is the song we just sang.
荣耀的盼望。
The hope of glory.
请我们一起读三处的圣经。
Let's read some scriptures.
第一处在罗马书五章第一节到第二节。
First of all, Book of Romans, chapter 5, verse 1 and 2.
罗马书第五章第一节和第二节。
Romans, chapter 5, verse 1 and 2.
好，我们一起来读。
Let's read together.
我们既因信称义，就借着我们的主耶稣基督得与神相合。我们借着他因信得进入现在站的这恩典中，也欢欢喜喜盼望神的荣耀。
Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand, and we boast in the hope of the glory of God.
我们感谢主，我们因信，我们可以称义。
And praise the Lord, we were justified through faith.
我们可以站在主给我们的这个所给我们的恩典当中。
And we can stand in this grace. Now we,
然后我们还要欢欢喜喜盼望神的荣耀。
And then we will boast in the hope of the glory of God.
第二处在腓立比书三章二十、二十一节。
Second is Philippians chapter 3.Verse 20 and 21.
腓立比书三章二十、二十一节。
Philippians chapter 3, verse 21.
好，找找我们一起。
Let's read together.
我们是天上的国民，并且等候救主，就是我们主耶稣基督从天降临。他要按着那叫万有归服自己的大能，将我们这卑贱的身体改变形状。和他自己荣耀的身体相似。
But our citizenship is in heaven, and we eagerly await a Savior from here, the Lord Jesus Christ, who by the power that enables him to bring everything under his control, will transform our lowly bodies so that they will be like his glorious body.
所以这处圣经提醒我们说，我们得救以后，我们已经是天上的国民。但是我们还要等候救主，就是我们主耶稣基督从天而降。
And after we were saved, we already have the citizenship in heaven, but we need wait our Lord and then to send.
他要按着那叫 将万有归服自己的能。当我们见他的时候，我们这卑贱的身体改变，和他自己的荣耀相似。
And by his power, and he will transform our lowly body so that they maybe will be like his glorious body.
所以我们见他，我们就要像他。
When we see him, we'll be like him.
这就是我们荣耀的盼望。
That is our glorious hope.
最后，我们来读哥罗西书一章二十七节。
Lastly, Book of Colossians, chapter 1, verse 27.
哥罗西书一章二十七节。
Colossians chapter 1 verse 27。
好，我们一起来读。神愿意叫他们知道这奥秘在外邦人中有何等丰盛的荣耀，就是基督在你们心里成了有荣耀的盼望。
To them God has chosen to make known among the Gentiles the glorious riches of this mystery.Which is Christ in you, the hope of it.
基督在我们心里成了荣耀的盼望。
And Christ in us, the hope of glory.
在我们在这。
And let's pray.
主，我们感谢你的恩典，早上又吸引我们一同来到你的面前。
Lord, thank you. It's your grace draw us near before you.
我们来到你的面前，主啊，求你安静我们的心，主也让我们的心，主真是有一个谦卑受教的。
Oh Lord, please quiet our hearts. Let us have a teachable heart.
我们真是求你，借着你的话，主来提醒我们，主也来鼓励我们。
Remind us and encourage us by your words.
基督在我们心里是有荣耀的盼望。
And the Christ in us, that is our glorious hope.
主，我们把下面的时间仰望在恩主的手中。
We place the following time in your hands.
我们愿意。你与我们同在。
And then we ask your presence with us.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
我想我们人能够活在地上，都是需要有盼望的。
When we live on the, we need hope.
如果没有盼望呢，我们就不知道我们明天怎么样过。
Without hope, we don't know we don't know how to keep on.
我们愿意从三方面来看这荣耀的盼望。
I would like to see the glorious hope in three aspects.
The hope of glory.
The hope of glory.
荣耀的盼望。
The hope of glory.
那在第一方面，我们先来思想一下人生的盼望。
First of all, let's think about the hope of our life.
下面呢，我们可以第二方面，我们来看在主里面的盼望。
And secondly, the hope in the Lord.
然后第三方面。我们一起来思想在盼望里面的生活。
And then thirdly, we will talk about the life of glory.
我们感谢主啊，今年很快就要过去。
Thank the Lord, this year will pass soon.
我们欢喜也好，不欢喜也好。
No matter we our life is with joy or without.
我们开心也好，难过也好。
Either we are happy or with sorrow.
但今年就快要过去了。
But there will pass.
所以为着主的这个主的带领，我们要来感谢他。
We thank the Lord for His guidance in the whole year.
为着今天，我们主还给我们生命气息，我们来赞美他。
We thank the Lord because He gave us our breath and our life.
那为着前面的道路，我们还要来仰望他。
And we look upon Him and for our future.
因为我们知道，我们人能够活着的一个。动力就是有一个盼望。
You know, the motivation for us to keep going on is hope.
人和动物很不一样。
Humans are different than animals.
基本上呢，那个动物主要都是活在今天里面。
Animals, they mostly just live in today.
那人除了活在今天呢，还会想到明天。
But human, other than live for today, we also think about tomorrow.
我们如果想到地上的事呢，明天就会叫我们忧虑。
If we think about things on earth, we will worry.
所以我们记得主怎么样教导我们不要为明天忧虑吗？
Remember our Lord tell us, do not worry about tomorrow.
他要我们来看天上的。
And then he led us to see the birds in the
earth. 主说天空的飞鸟也不种也不收，天父尚且养活他们。
And then the Lord says, the birds in the air, they don't sow or they don't gather grains in the barn, but the heavenly Father feeds them.
那我们不是比飞鸟贵重的多吗？所以神必定看顾我们。
Are we not much more valuable than them? So the heavenly Father will care about us.
所以人会想到明天， 也会为明天而忧虑。
And the humans think about tomorrow, and also we worry about tomorrow.
但是想到明天呢，明天对明天也有一个盼望。
And when we think about tomorrow, and we also have a hope.
但是常常呢，我们这个盼望呢，都是从我们人来的盼望。
But our hope is from ourselves.
我们小时候啊，盼望的是什么呢？
What is our hope when we were little?
我们小时候盼望就是希望能够长大，对不对
？And we hope we will grow up.
因为长大，小时候很多事情小的时候不能做，可以做。
Because as a child, there's many things we can't do, but when we grow up, we think we more.
我是从台湾长，在台湾长大。
I grew up in Taiwan.
那时候呢，我想每一个小朋友都会唱一首歌叫《只要我长大》。
I know all the people in Taiwan, they know a song that means only after I grow up, if I grow up.
可能国内不太熟悉这首诗歌。
Maybe you are not familiar in China.
基本上就是说哥哥爸爸很伟大。
And we also think our older brothers and the father, they're great.
但我现在还小。
But I'm too young.
但是我只要长大以后呢，我也可以像哥哥爸爸一样做哥哥爸爸要做的。
And wait until I grow up, and I will do things as they do.
所以呢，我们小的时候呢，就盼望能够长大，能够上学。
When we were very young, we want to grow up, and then we go to school.
然后从幼稚园到小学到中学到大学。
From kindergarten to elementary school to middle school, high school, and college.
总是有个盼望在前面。
And then we always have a hope in front of us.
我想在座很大学读完了，就到美国来读研究所。
And I know many of you after you graduate from college, you come here to America to school.
为什么要读研究所呢
？Why you go to graduate school？
因为有个盼望在前面。
Because there is a hope in front of you.
因为想要多学一点，多充实自己。
Because you want to learn more.
然后呢，以后呢，也许能够找到一份好的工作。
Maybe later you will find a good job.
然后如果说我们毕业很顺利毕业，感谢主，那找工作以后，那我们的盼望是什么呢？
And then, praise the Lord, if we graduate and you find a job, then what's your hope next?
那我们在地上，当然我们的盼望就是能够找到工作，能够结婚，能够买房子，能够买车子，对不对？
Our hope is that we will graduate and we find a job and we get married and we'll buy a car, buy a house, etc.
这好像就是人生的盼望。
And that is the hope for a human.
然后就生孩子，把孩子养大，对不对？
Then we have a child and we raise our children.
工作就让我们可以生活。我们生活，所以我们可以来工作。
We work for living and then we live for working.
不知不觉十年、30年甚至40年都过。
Without knowing it, time flies and 10 years, 20, 30, even 40 years pass.
那接下来就要退休了。
Then we will retire.
然后就要生病了。
Then we will get sick.
然后最后就要走一条人生必走的路。
Then we will go to our destiny as a human.
圣经上说，人人都有一死。
And the Bible says, and all men will die.
因为死是众人的结局。
Because that is the end of human.
我们知道人会死是因为人有罪。
We know men die because of our sins.
然后难道我们生下来的目的就是这样劳劳碌碌一辈子，然后就死吗？
Isn't our life like this? We toil our whole life and then die?
我想不是的。
I don't think so.
我们感谢主啊，人虽然是暂时的，人虽然是看着这地上的，可是人的里面有一个永远的。
I thank the Lord. Even when we see those are temporary, but there are eternity in us.
在我们的里面呢，对于这样子过一辈子好像就完成，实在是不满足的。
And we're not satisfied for such life.
我们在地上呢，好像还羡慕一个更好的。
We admire something better.
人生呢，不只是劳劳碌碌过了一辈子。
Our life is not only just toil our whole life.
人生这些所有的盼望呢，也都是暂时的。
All those hope are temporary.
而且呢，我们如果再仔细想想看，得着这些又怎么样呢
？If we think about more, and then so what if we gain all this?
那这些很多的东西得着都是相对的。
And all those are comparative.
有这么一个故事是这样说到：说在太平洋有个小岛哈，里面有很多蕴藏着很多的丰富的石油。
There is a story talking about there is a small island in Pacific. They have a lot of oil.
但是呢，都没有开采。
And then it's undeveloped.
那他们那里的居生活非常的简单，虽然贫穷呢，但是很快乐。
And the islanders, their life, even they're poor, but they're happy.
为什么？因为只要随便种点东西呢，就有收成。
And why? Because when they plant anything, and they will and they will have harvest.
那只要呢去想要吃鱼呢，就到海边去打鱼，就有很多的鱼。
When they want to eat fish, they would just go fishing.
吃饱喝足以后呢，就躺在海滩上能够晒太阳。
And then after they are well fed, and they will just lie on the beach and sunbathing.
生活非常的悠闲，非常的自在。
Their life is very leisure.
结果这些后来有知道他们那边有石油以后呢，这些开发商就来跟他们讲。
And then people heard they have there are oil over there, so the investors wants to go there.
他说你们应该把这石油开采起来。
The investors told them and you need allow company come to dig oil.
那公司来了以后呢，然后就可以有很多的工作。
And then when the company come, they will give a lot of jobs.
然后呢，你们就会赚很多的钱。
Then you will make a lot of money.
他们说赚钱干什么？
The islander ask, and what for if we have a lot of money?
他说赚钱买车子可以盖房子。
And then the investor tell them, and after you have money, you can buy a car and you can build big house.
然后呢，你可以天天就开着很好的车子去上班，赚很多的钱。
And then you will drive your luxurious car, go work and make more money.
然后呢，你就可以休假。
Then you have take vacation.
那你休假以后呢？就可以躺在海边晒太阳。
When you go vacation, you can lie on beach and have sunbathing.
他说：“我们现在的日子不是就是这样子吗
？”The islander says, "And our life is just like that right now."
所以我们在地上人生的盼望是什么
？So what's our hope on earth?
我们的追求是什么
？And then what's our what we pursue?
你知道那个驴哈，在要让驴来推磨。
You know, if you want use donkey to grain.
然后呢，他就把那个驴的眼睛这样盖着，所以他不能看很远的地方。
They cover the donkey's eyes so that they will not see further.
然后呢，那驴就往前走。因为他只能看到前面一点。
Because the donkey only see a short distance, so he can keep going.
所以他就日复一日，年复一年，就这样子围着磨转。
So he can walk around, around the mill, and day by day, year by year.
这是我们的人生吗
？Is that our life?
我们愿意把我们的时间花在这些事上吗
？Do we want to spend our time on such thing?
我想我们里面。主给我们有一个渴慕。
I think the Lord had given us a longing.
是为着永远的事情有渴慕。
And for eternity.
人生在世，这些地上外面的东西呢，都是暂时的。
Our life on earth, all these things we have, it's temporarily.
就算是得着，也只能够带给我们短暂的满足。
Even we have it, it only bring us a temporarily happiness.
有人在地上工作，就希望能够加薪。
And then some people you find a job, you won't get raise.
那我想每个人得到加薪的时候呢，都非常的高兴。
One way is we're all happy.
但是你过了六个月以后呢，都没有一个人因为会加薪的事情而高兴了。
After 3 or 6 months, nobody will be happy because you have salary raise.
那因为这些是暂时的。
Because these things are temporary.
那有人说，那我只要能够现在我最羡慕就是能够有一个好的房子。
And then now what I want is a good house.
如果有一个大房子呢，我就非常开心。
Now I will be happy if I have a big house.
有的大房子真的开心吗
？Really?
我们知道哈，在历史上呢，有很多的那个伟大的那种建筑。
You know, in history there are great architectures.
他们常常都花了许多的年日去建造的。
And people often spend many years to build those architectures.
花了非常多的钱。
And then spend a lot of money too.
但是主人是不是能享受到呢
？But if the owner can really enjoy the house.
我想有一个最著名的城堡哈，在德国，在慕尼黑的旁边，叫做新天鹅堡。
There a castle and next to München, it's called New Swanstein Castle.
这个城堡哈，也许很多人没有去过。
Maybe many of you haven't been there.
但是呢，可能都看过照片。
Maybe you saw pictures.
就算你没有看过照片，你知道在迪士尼的那个乐园，就是游乐场里面那个城堡，就是根据那个样子盖的。
Even if you haven't seen it, but when you're in Disneyland, the castle, Cinderella's castle, is built according to that castle.
这个城堡是花了23年才盖成的。
It spent 23 years to build that castle.
这个主人叫做 Ludwig II.
The owner is called Ludwig II.
Yeah, 他是那时候一个在那边的王。
And he was a king in that land.
他只在那个城堡的里面呢住了11个晚上。
He only lived in that castle for 11.
甚至他死的时候，这城堡还没有完工。
Even when he died, the castle has not finished built.
所以人生在地上，如果说我们追求这外面的，并不能带给人真正的满足。
If we only pursue things outwardly, will not bring us satisfaction.
神要在我们里面，要我们得着的是一个永远的一个盼望。
But what the Lord want us to have is the hope of eternity.
荣耀的盼望。
The hope of glory.
荣耀的盼望是什么呢
？What is the hope of glory?
在主里面，这个荣耀的盼望就是我们刚才所唱的诗歌一样。
In the Lord, the hope of glory in the Lord is just like the song we just sang.
荣耀的盼望是基督要再临。
The hope of glory is Christ will return.
因为基督再临的时候呢，我们要被提，我们身体要改变，然后我们见了他，我们就要像他。
Because when the Christ return, we will be raptured, and we will have a glorious transform, and we will be likeness of him.
所以这个跟地上的这个盼望是非常不一样的。
This hope is different than the hope on earth.
因为地上的盼望是暂时的，在主里面的盼望是永远的。
The hope on earth is temporary.The hope in the Lord is forever.
在地上的盼望最后也都会烟消云散，但是在主里面呢，却是荣耀的。
The hope on earth will disappear, but the hope in Christ is glory.
所以这个荣耀的盼望，我们可以从几个方面来思想。
So we can think of the hope of glory in several aspects.
第一方面，我们感谢主，他让我们因信称义，可以这个。凭着这永生的盼望，可以做神的后嗣。
And first of all, because we were justified by His grace, so we will become the heirs, having the hope of eternal life.
你知道为什么我们见主的时候我们会像主呢
？And then why when we meet the Lord, we will be like Him?
因为主赐生命给我们。
Because He first gave His life to us.
因为有这个生命，我们才能够来像主。
Because we having this life, we will be like him.
所以在座的，如果说我们还没有得着这个救恩，还没有得着这个生命，还没有被成为神的后嗣的话呢，那愿意我们早早的能够来接受主。
If any of you, if you haven't received this life, if you haven't received the, you are not the heir of this king, and I hope you will receive the salvation.
这是荣耀盼望的第一步。
And this is the first step of the hope of glory.
这个荣耀盼望的来源，它的原因，我们会得到这个，是因为我们感谢主，是因为他的恩典，让我们可以借着信，可以站在所站在的恩典里面，欢欢喜喜的来盼望神的荣耀。
The reason that we can receive the hope of glory because of His grace, so we will have the hope.
那圣经上也告诉我们说，主耶稣在十字架上呢，他一次永远的完成了这个浩大的救恩。
And then in Bible it says, and then he sacrificed once, and then accomplished this great salvation.
当我们死在过犯和罪恶当中的时候呢，神叫我们与基督一同活过来，与基督耶稣一同复活，一同坐在天上。
And then when we sin against him, we sin.We were dead in sin, but God is reborn us, so we alive with Him.
那所以这个救恩呢，从地位上来说呢，我们一信主的时候，那我们就与基督同活过来，然后我们就与基督一同坐在天上。
We receive the position when we accept Him as our Savior, we will be live with Him.
但是主还要让我们经过一个过程。
But the Lord, there was a process.
不是说我们一得救以后，我们提到我们肉身提到天上，那一下就完全。
It is not we were raptured when we were saved.
那而是主还把我们留在这个地上。
But the Lord keep us still on the earth.
要在这地上呢来制作我们。
And then He will mold us.
然后呢，在这地上呢，让他的生命在我们的里面来增加。
And then He will add His life to us when we live while we live on the earth.
那等到我们在地上的日子满足了以后呢，那也许我们就到主那里去。
When we fulfill the days on the earth, and maybe Lord will receive us to Him.
那时候若主还没有来，我们就在那边等候。
If the Lord has not come yet, and we will go to a place and wait for Him.
一直等候到有一天主还要再来。
And then we will wait for Him until He comes.
那时候在圣经上讲说，在主里面死的人，他们要首先的复活。
And the Bible tells us the people who sleep.And then they first rise up in the Lord.
然后呢，这活着还存留的呢，也要与他们一起提到空中与主相遇。
And when the Lord comes, if we're still alive, we will meet Him in the air.
然后我们见他，我们就要像他。
And when we see Him, we'll be like Him.
所以这就是我们荣耀的盼望。
That is the hope of glory.
而且到那个时候呢，主来就要将一切都更新了。
And then when the Lord comes, and He said He will make all things new.
神有一个新天新地。有义居在其中。
And there will be new heaven and new earth, and the righteousness dwells.
神告诉我们说，他要擦去我们一切的眼泪，不再有死亡，不再有悲哀，不再有哭嚎疼痛，因为以前的事都过去了。
And then the Lord tells us He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain. All things will pass away.
所以我们感谢主，我们一得救以后就得着神的生命。
And then praise the Lord, when we are saved, we receive the life of God.
然后有一天主还要再来。
One day He will come.
他要将一切都更新了。
And then all things new.
那在这过程呢，主还把我们放在地上。
And then during the process, the Lord remained us on the earth.
在地上，他给我们这个荣耀的盼望。
And He gave us the hope of glory.
好叫我们在地上呢，可以来经历主的恩典。
So that when we on this soul journey, we will experience His grace.
好像我们在地上，我们可以让主的生命在我们身上长大。
And so that His life will grow in us.
好像我们在地上，主能够越来越像他。
So that we will be more and more like Him.
然后呢，到那天见主的时候，我们就要完全的像他。
And then when we see Him that day, we will be totally like Him.
这个有点像什么？有点像我们生下来，我们有 baby。生下来的时候呢，他已经得着父母所有的生命。
It's like a newborn baby. When this baby was born, he will already have the life from the parents.
他有眼睛，有鼻子，有嘴巴，每一样都有。
Has all the organs on the face, everything has all the organs.
但是呢，这个刚生下来的 baby 呢，他达到那个生命的丰富。
And then, but the newborn baby do not have a full of a life.
那经过时间啊，长大，然后呢？然后他所有的这些原来在生命里面所有的这些功能呢，就可以能够丰富起来。
As time goes by, all the organs will have the full function.
那这就是这也是神的心意。
And that is a heart desire from the Lord.
所以以弗所书告诉我们说，只等到我们众人在真道上同归于一，认识神的儿子，得以长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。
So the Ephesians tells us until we will.
四章十三节，以弗所书四章十三节，主的心意就是要让我们能够长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。
The Lord's heart desire is let us to be, to grow has the capacity of His Son.
那在这样的一个荣耀的一个盼望的时候呢，主要我们怎么样在这个盼望中过生活呢
？And then during this, how the Lord wants us to live on there?
我们愿意从下面几个方面来思想，怎么样来过一个盼望中的生活
？And then I would like to share, and then how do we have a life with hope?
第一个方面要过一个警醒的生活。
And then first of all, we have to be our lives have to be watchful.
愿意读一段的圣经是在彼得后书第三章。
Okay, I would like to read in 2 Peter chapter 3.
第二节说，叫你们纪念圣先之预先所说的话和主救主的命令，就是使徒所传给你们的。第一要紧的，该知道在末世必有好讥诮的人随从自己的私欲出来讥诮说，主降临的应许在哪里呢？因为从列祖睡了以来，万物与起初创造的时候是一样的。
I want you to recall the words spoken in the past holy prophets and the command given by our Lord and Savior through your apostles. Above all, you must understand that is in the last days scoffers will come, scoffing and following their own evil desires. They will say, where is the coming he promised? Ever since our ancestors died, everything goes on as it has since the beginning of creation.
第十节，但主的日子要像贼来到一样，那日天必大有响声废去，有形质的都要被烈火消化，地和其上的物都要烧尽了。这一切既然都要如此消化，你们为人应当怎样圣洁，怎样敬虔，切切仰望神的日子来到。
Verse 10 to 12. By the day of the Lord will come like a thief. The heavens will disappear roar. The elements will be destroyed by fire, and the earth and everything done in it will be laid bare. Since everything will be destroyed in this way, what kind of people are you to be?
所以第12节前面要切切仰望神的日子来到。
And then here says you, as you look forward to the days of the God and then speed its coming.
所以第一方面呢，彼得提醒我们要过一个警醒的生活。
So the Peter reminds us our life needs to be watchful.
因为有很多讥诮的人会告诉我们说，主降临的应许在哪里呢？因为现在看来跟以前一模一样啊，一点都看不出来主耶稣会再来。
Because the scoffers will say, and where is this coming the promise? It's like our life, it's like before, nothing changed.
我们知道主耶稣告诉我们说哈，就是挪亚的日子怎么样，那主来的日子怎么样。
The Bible tells us the days and how that goes by as the Noah's day and then same today.
那挪亚日子是怎么样呢？
And what is the days in Noah's time?
因为那时候地上的人呢，犯了罪，远离了神，终日思想的尽都是恶。
Because that day people sinned against God, and what they think is all evil.
所以神就用洪水来毁灭这个世代。
So God destroyed them by flood.
但是洪水，为了这个洪水要来呢，在洪水来之前。神就启示挪亚，叫他盖一个方舟。
But before the flood, God revealed Noah and to ask him to build a ark.
那挪亚盖方舟盖了多少年？
And then how many years Noah built his ark?
我想圣经上好像没有记载。
The Bible didn't record this.
但是一定非常非常多年。
Must be many years.
也许他盖了几十年，甚至一百年。
Maybe many decades, maybe 100 years.
我们知道挪亚那个方舟很大。
We know the ark is very big.
那很多人都知道挪亚在盖方舟。
And many people know that Noah was building the ark.
挪亚也告诉他们有一天审判要来。
And Noah told them that one day the judge will come.
但是所有经过的人都不相信这件事情。
And then nobody believed him.
所有人都是讽刺他，讥笑他。
They all despise him and then scoffed him.
直到有一天洪水来了。
Until one day the flood came.
把他所有的人都毁灭，除了挪亚他一家以外。
Vanish all people except Noah and his family.
我想这是给我们非常好的一个提醒。
This is a very good reminder.
的确，我们里面也许有一些不信的恶心。
We have this wicked heart.
不信的恶心。
We have wicked and evil heart.
Unbelieving
heart.
那而且外面的呢，声音会告诉我们说， 那好像看起来这世界不像要毁灭啊。
And people will tell us, it looks like this fire will not be destroyed.
那一天洪水的时候呢，那问题是你在方舟里面还是不在方舟里面？
On the day when the flood come, the question is, are you in the ark or not?
但愿我们都在方舟的里面。
And I hope all of us is in the ark.
而且很奇妙的事情，神第一次来，他是用水来审判。
And amazingly, when God came first time, he judged the world by flood.
第二次来，他用火来审判。
And the second time, he will judge by fire.
有形质的都要被烈火消化，地和地上一切都要烧尽了。
All things, all elements will melt in the heat.
所有的一切都要被烧毁。
All the elements will be destroyed.
我们是不是有在基督里面，让基督成我们的保障呢？
And then are we in Christ, and then let Him be our protection.
圣经上有说，主来的日子就像你啊。
And then the Bible tells us, when the Lord come, it's thief.
因为呢，他什么时候来，什么时候哪个日子哪个时辰，我们并不知道。
Because we don't know what hour, what day he will come.
所以我们要警醒，我们要预备。
So we have to be alert. We have to be well prepared.
我们要过一个在地上过一个圣洁敬虔的生活。
And we need a life with holiness and then godliness.
这样子，我们才会让主的生命在我们的里面来长大。
And then.The life of the Lord will grow in us.
这样，我们才与那个荣耀的盼望能够相匹配。
And then we will walk the manner with the glory.
我们感谢主，主何等爱我们。
And then we thank the Lord and how He loved us.
他不愿意有一人，他愿万人得救，不愿意一人沉沦。
He doesn't want one soul fall.
但圣经告诉我们说，真正得救的只不过是少数。
But the Bible tells us not many are saved.
在挪亚的日子是这样，在主来的日子也是这样。
What the days at Noah time and the same as when the day's Lord comes.
所以愿主提醒我们，让我们警醒的生活来预备自己。
May the Lord remind us daily so that we will have a watchful life.
圣经上讲说，凡有那指望的，就洁净自己，像主耶稣洁净他自己一样。
And then the Bible tells us, people with hope, we will sanctify us like the Lord sanctify Himself.
我想我们都有去参加毕业典礼的这种经历。
We may all have the experience to go to the graduation ceremony.
我想你去毕业典礼的时候，你是不是前一天或前一个礼拜，甚至前好几个礼拜，你就把那天要穿的衣服都已经准备好了？
When you go to the graduation ceremony, maybe the day before, maybe a week before, or a couple of weeks before, you will prepare your uniform.
然后那一天呢，你希望能够穿着整齐去参加那个毕业典礼。
And then you hope you will dress up to the ceremony.
有没有一个人到毕业典礼前一个晚上才在找昨天要明天要穿什么，发现所有的这个干净的衣服全部都脏了？
Is there anyone the day the night before you go to the ceremony, you think you have no, you cannot find any clean shirt?
然后就没有办法，没有穿礼服就去参加毕业典礼。
And then you wear dirty clothes and go to the ceremony.
我想没有人是这样，对不对？
I don't think anyone will do this.
但是你记得主耶稣的比喻吗？
But remember the parable that the Lord gave us.
主耶稣在羔羊婚宴的时候，很多人来参加婚宴。
He says at the feast of the Lamb, many people are invited.
但是有没有穿礼服的人坐在里面。
But there are some people didn't dress up.
然后主怎么说呢？
And what the Lord told them?
把他丢在外面，要哀哭切齿。
And then threw them out, let them gnashing their teeth.
哦，愿主的话再来提醒我们。
May the word of the Lord remind us.
让我们凡有那指望，就预备自己，就洁净自己。
Okay, for those who have hope, that is, purify and sanctify us ourselves.
这个我们蒙恩穿那光明洁白的细麻衣。
When we receive that the Lord put His glorious linen robe over us.
The white linen, the 光明洁白的细麻衣。
The white linen.
那圣经说这个就是圣徒所行的义。
And then the Bible tells us that is the righteousness from the saints.
所以愿我们在地上来预备自己的时候呢，我们 也能够 有一个圣洁，有个敬虔，有一个公义的一个生活。
And then when we prepare ourselves to the eternity, may we have a holiness, godliness life.
如果我们这样的预备自己，那到那一天，我们就在神的这个永远上有份。
If we prepare like us, we will partake, the glory that He predestined for us.
就与那荣耀的盼望有份。
And we will take the hope of glory.
我想我们在地上做很多的事情，我们都有许多的预。
When we do things on the earth, we prepare.
我们想想看啊，从小到大读书，你做了多少 homework， 多少家庭这个功课。
And how many homework you have to do when you go to school?
你考了多少的试啊？
How many tests you have to take?
啊，读了多少的书？
And how many books you have to read?
那这样子，为着要我们能够预备，我们能够有这个知识，可以来找到一份好的工作。
By doing this, we will be well equipped, in order to find a good job.
有很多人。花了很多的力气，多少心酸，多少累，好不容易才毕业，对不对？
And then, after labor and efforts, then finally you graduate.
有人可能还在挣扎，那过了很多年还没有毕业。
Maybe some of you are still struggling, and then in even many years you haven't graduated yet.
有人就讲学海无涯，回头是岸。
And then some people say there's no end by studying, just stop.
如果研究呢，你可能一辈子都在预备。都在忙。
If you do research, you have to work in your whole life.
但是这个只不过是为着属地的事而已。
And then those are all for life on earth.
主所要做的工作是更伟大的工作。
But the work from the Lord is much greater.
经常说他要把属地的变成属天的，把属血气的变成属灵的。
The Bible tells us he will turn to things earthly into heavenly.And then from the flesh into spirit.
这是主要做的工作。
That is the work the Lord will do.
要把软弱的变成强壮的，要把羞辱的变成荣耀的，要把必朽坏的变成不朽坏的。
He will turn the weak to strong. He will turn the earthly into heavenly. He will
把羞辱的变成荣耀的。
He will turn the shame into glory.
把必朽坏的变成不朽坏的。
And turn the perishable to unperishable.
那这么伟大的工程，我们需要预备呢？需不需要为着这个，我们把自己摆上
？And for such great work, should we prepare for it？
我们当然预备，对不对
？Of course, we have to prepare.
那也许呢？我们预备了半天，好像看不到什么结果。
Maybe we prepare for a long time, but you don't see a result.
那我就想到，我以前有一个这样的一个学习。
And I remember I learned a lesson.
好多年以前呢，我要写一个电脑的程序呢，来读一个很大的一个资料库。那这资料也是很复杂的。
Many years ago, I have to make a program to read a vast data.
Yeah. 那这个资料呢，读进来以后呢，要把它就是整理好，然后分类，然后要能够列表，然后要能够来计算。
And after I load data, then I have to sort information, calculate, and yeah.
然后我大概做了好几个礼拜，都没有结果。
And then I worked for a couple of weeks, and there's no result.
因为在程序里面呢有虫。
Because there was a bug.
因为有很多的虫，很多的错误。
And because there are many bugs.
所以呢，我发现一个错误，就来把它改正。
And then when I found one bug, and then I debugged.
发现了另外一个错呢，就把另外一个改。
And if I found another one, I'll debug another one.
但是我如果再去跑这个程序呢，还是没有结果。
And then I run the program again, and it didn't go through.
然后呢，我就有点灰心，有点泄气。
Then I was frustrated.
但是过了一段时间，就把一个的错误把它都改正以后。
Then I debug the bugs one by one, and then the program run. I can run the program, accomplish the task.
haven't said. 当我把这些错误以后呢，后来有一天，那我一执行这程序以后呢，他就从头到尾都执行完，而且呢，就把要的结果就能够印出来。
After I get rid of all the bugs and I run the program, and then all the result printed out.
啊，我就非常的高兴，我就感谢主。
I was very happy and I praised the Lord.
这有点像我们这个地上的这个属灵的功课学习一样。
And this is like our spiritual lessons we have to learn.
也许我们每一天的生活里面呢，我们来学习跟随主，好像没有什么改变哈。虽然我们也有一点点的成功或者说顺服，但是呢，有太多的失败。
It's like we follow the Lord and then we learn, and but maybe we have some good works, but in general there's no change.
但是我们是不是有那个荣耀的盼望？
But do we have the hope of glory?
我们好像看起来自己还像样，但是圣经上讲说，有一天当主来的时候，我们要背提身体要改变，就要完全的像他。
It seems we're not like him right now, but the Bible gives us a hope. That means one day when he returns, we will have a will be transformed.
所以我们在地上好像就是把这些很多的工作，就是来把这个程序里面的错把它除掉。
Our life, it's just like we debug one by one.
当这些错都除掉以后呢，他要执行起来是非常非常的快的。
And then after we correct all the mistakes, and then when the Lord run the program, it will be fast and it will be accomplished.
我们可能花几个礼拜的时间，要需要去做这个程序，可是那程序执行呢，它可能只要几秒钟的时间。
And maybe will take us couple of weeks to make a program, but when you run the program, it probably only need couple of seconds.
然后最后的结果是。就是很好的。
And then,
如果说这个程序是好
，If the program is good, then you will have a good result.
我们真是感谢主，他已经把他的生命赐给我们。
And praise the Lord, He has given His life to us.
他让我们在地上可以来仰望他。
And then we can look upon Him when we live on earth.
我们可以来预备自己。
We can prepare ourselves.
他也把那个荣耀的盼望来赐给我们。
And then He gave the glorious hope to us.
那我们应该如何在每天的生活的里面来预备自己呢？
And how do we prepare ourselves daily?
我们要殷勤。
And then we have to be diligent.
所以彼得说，亲爱的弟兄啊，你们既然盼望这些事，就当殷勤，使自己没有玷污，无可指责，安然建筑。
And Peter tells us, dear brethren, since you are looking forward to this,Make every effort to be found spotless, blameless, and at peace with Him.
要殷勤的读经，殷勤的祷告，殷勤的聚会。
We have to read Bible and pray diligently, and then we come to gatherings.
因为既有这些盼望，我们就要自己要殷勤的来让主在我们的身上的工作可以完成。
And then since we have such hope, so we need let the Lord and then work on us.
我们知道教会有给弟兄姐妹预备那个读经的那个日程。
And then we know that the church gave us the Bible schedule slot.
那在网上呢，现在电脑很方便，有很多的工具，它每天可以送你一个电子邮件，提醒你今天要读什么。
And there is an online service that can send you email every day and then remind you.Your Bible verses you have to read every day.
鼓励弟兄姐妹能够有这样的心愿，那不管用什么方法，让我们每天都来读主的话。
No matter what way, I encourage us to read Bible every day.
我们也要殷勤的祷告。
And then we will pray fervently.
不能够灰心，因为只有借着祷告。来可以来做人所不能做的事情。
Do not cease in prayer. Only through prayers the works will be done.
我们也不可停止聚会。
And do not forsake the assembly.
因为我们一起聚会的时候，主就与我们同在。
When we come to the gathering, then God's presence will be with us.
主要得着的不只是一个人，而且是一群是他的儿女们。 要带领众子来进入荣耀。
And what the Lord will receive is not individually, but it's all His sons into glory.
另外，我们还要殷勤的传福音，来为主做见证。
Then we have to share the gospel fervently.
我最近读到一个见证，是非常受的感动。
I was moved by a testimony recently.
有一位弟兄，他的名字叫做 Horace Tracy Pitkin。
There was a brother, his name is Horace Tracy Pitkin.
他是1869年到1900年他生在1869年死于00年。
He was born 1869 and then went with the Lord 19th century.
所以大家算一算的话呢他其实只有30岁他还没有满31岁。
And then he only lived 30 years.
那这个人呢他的母亲就是耶鲁大学创办人的后裔。
And then his mother is the people who is that one of the establisher of the Yale University.
所以他
founder, yeah.
他在1888年他就进到耶鲁。
He went to Yale in 1888.
然后1892年他就毕业。
And then he graduated 1892.
那在这当中呢，他就被主得着。
And then he accepted the Lord during that time.
然后他就把自己奉献给主。
And then he consecrated to the Lord.
然后他在1896年呢，他就决定要到中国来传福音。
1896, he decided to go to China.
那时候他刚结婚，然后他就与他新婚的妻子呢，就坐船，然后他是1897年，到天津，坐船到天津。
He just got married and then he just with his newly wedded bride and then went to Tianjin by boat.
1897年他到了
中国。1897.
然后呢，在一年以后，就是1898年呢，他们生了他们唯一的儿子。
And they have their son in 1898.
所以他是一个把自己奉献给主，来为主来宣道的一个人。
And then he is an evangelist. He dedicated his life to the Lord.
他看到他响应了之后，戴德森弟兄还有许多人国的。这是呼召，他把自己上。
He answered the call, like Brother Hudson Taylor, and then went to China.
他住在保定的地方呢，差不多有三年的时间。
And then he lived in Baoding for 3 years.
那大家知道1900年发生什么事情
？You know what happened in 1900?
就是义和团的事情。
And then is the rebelling,
the
Box rebelling.
那就有许多的基督徒为主来殉道。
And there's many Christians martyred.
他也是其中一位。
And then he is one of them.
但是他死前呢，他写一封信来托给他的一个中国的朋友，把他带回到美国。
And then before he went with the Lord, and he wrote a letter, and then to entrust a friend in China, and then let it send back to America.
他说，告诉我的儿子
，He said, "Tell my son."
他要读书，然后25岁呢，美国读书，25岁呢，他要来中。
And then he will go to school in America, but when he is 25, he needs to come back to China.
来继续完成他的使命。
And then to continue the mission.
第二天他就殉道。
And then he was martyred at the second day.
当我读到这，心里面实在是充满着许多的感动。
And then when I read here, I was touched.
他三十岁就为主摆上了他的一切。
And then he dedicated his whole life, and he even lived 30 years.
不仅是他，他还要他的后裔也在这条路上来跟随主。
Not only himself, and he wants his son walk the same way.
是什么样的力量？是什么样的盼望？让他有把这样可以把自己摆上了。
What kind of hope to let him dedicate like this?
乃是在他里面有一个荣耀的盼望。
It is of glory.
因为这样，所以在11年呢，耶鲁大学就设立了一个中国跟耶鲁大学的一个基金，Yale China the Society.
Because of this, in 1901, Yale University set up a Yale China Society.
然后呢，一直到今天，还有一个叫做雅礼协会。
And until today, there was a Yale China Association.
如果你到网站上打 yalechina.org, 你就可以找到这个组织。
If you type out yalechina.org, you will find this association.
他们是怎样的力量，使让这些人，还不只是这位弟兄，还有历世历代有许多见证人，如同云彩围绕着我们。
And then what kind of power to empower them have such strengths to live for the Lord?
乃是他们一同仰望那我们的主耶稣基督。
And then they are look upon to the Lord.
最后，你来读希伯来书的一段圣经。
And last, I would like to read a scripture in Hebrew.
希伯来书11章39节。
Chapter 11, verse 39.
这些人都是因信得了美好的证据，却仍未得着所应许的，因为神给我们预备了更美的事，叫他们若不与我们同得，就不能完全。
39, right? Okay. Yet all this, though they were recommended for their, commanded by their faith, did not receive what was promised, since God has promised something better, so that they would not, apart from us, be made perfect.
十二章第一节，我们既有这许多的见证人，如同云彩围着我们，就当放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪，存心忍耐，奔那摆在我们前途程，仰望为我们信心创始终的耶稣。
12 verse 1 and 2. Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and the sin that clings too closely, and let us run with perseverance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith.
我们感谢主，主耶稣就是我们荣耀的盼望。
We thank the Lord, and He is the hope of our glory.
愿在这新的一年，让这个荣耀的盼望成为我们的标杆。
And then may this hope of glory become our goal in the new year.
请我们再唱516首。
Let us sing Psalm 516 again.
第一节第四节。
Verse 1 and 4.
516首第一节第四节。愿主的话在激励我们来有这个荣耀的盼望，来奔走条属天的道路。
May the words of the Lord encourage each other, and then we can raise and raise the hope of glory. Stanza 1 and 4.
来。来。
荣耀的盼望聚会上天，我要背起山地变荣幸，享受他快乐与他同荣耀，那时才知道救恩有多大，荣耀盼望基督在里，荣耀盼望基督在你，我们要被提升体贴荣幸，荣耀的盼望基督要在你间，荣耀的盼望基督要在你，黑牡丹尽情是风当中心，能用它预备前程努力的，无人可配得这双好酒恩，荣耀光荣基督在你，